Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's Wednesday, August the 19th, and I'm really glad that you're able to join me on the program today. It's funny, I spent all morning doing some writing and working on a foreword for a book that I was asked to write, and I was really, really into it. You know, did you ever get so wrapped up in a project that you lose sight of other things? Well, I was so into this book. Eileen and I went to Mass this morning and got right into writing the foreword for this book. And I also wrote my daily email devotional that I write every day. And I got so caught up in my work that I didn't even think about what we are going to talk about on the show today. But so fortunately, I said, well, I better record the program. So here we are. We're about to record. I am recording the program. I'm not about to. And I really hadn't thought too much about what we'd discuss. You know, the last couple of days we've been talking about the daily Mass readings. I don't worry too much about this because the Holy Spirit always seems to give me what I'm supposed to discuss. Anyway, I thought, well, let's kind of talk about the Mass readings. But, you know, then I remembered something, and this was what I wrote about in the daily email today, the responsorial psalm. It's Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. You know, we need to talk about this today. I love that psalm, and I have a feeling you probably do too. I think, according to studies, it is the most popular of all the psalms because it's just so comforting. And in an age when we're constantly reminded of what we don't have or what we should have and the things we're lacking in our lives, and look, let's face it, we're in the middle of a global pandemic right now, and certainly we're deprived of some things. At least it seems that way. I mean, well, we are. But this psalm reminds us that if the Lord is our shepherd, if he's leading us, if he's guiding us, if he's protecting us, as a shepherd leads a sheep and protects a sheep, and believe me, sheep are dumb animals. You can do some research and you'll see that sheep are not very smart. They get themselves into trouble. I think they have many predators. They're literally in need of protection all the time. And by the Lord using that imagery, by actually David, who wrote the psalm through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, using that imagery of the Lord being our shepherd, that's just a great comforting message for us, you know. And if that's the case, we really don't need anything else other than what he provides. But we'll talk about that because, look, we all have these wants, these desires, so many things that we think we are in need of, but not really. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be the topic today. The Lord is my shepherd. We might touch on some of the other messages in the daily Mass readings as well. But I hope you're having a great day. I hope things are going well for you. We're doing well here at the Zimak household. It's a nice day. And in case you're not aware, I do this program from South Jersey, which is over the bridge, right over the bridge from Philadelphia. So we here are what I call Philly Jersey, as opposed to Northern Jersey, which seems everybody's familiar with the northern half of the state. Northern New Jersey, that's New York Jersey. We're Philly Jersey. There's a huge difference. As somebody who grew up in the Philadelphia area, in the city of Philadelphia, and lived there for the first approximately 30 years of my life, I'm a Philly guy. I'm always going to be a Philly guy. And that distinction is very important to me. But nonetheless, I am glad you're here. I'm glad we can hang out together. And I'm glad we're going to talk about the fact that the Lord is our shepherd. And you know, you might be having a rough day. I understand that. A lot of times I get emails from people who are really struggling. And I sympathize. I really do, because I've been there and I have those days as well. You're not always going to feel the fact that the Lord is your shepherd. You're not always going to feel the fact that he's in control, that he's with you, that he's taking care of what you need. You're not always going to feel it, but that doesn't mean that it's not true. And if I could relay one piece of information, and one piece only, that would be it. Don't get caught up in your feelings. If you feel that God's not present in your life, it doesn't make it true. He is there. And that's what faith helps us to believe. You know, the facts sometimes can be misleading, aren't they? The facts of looking at our lives and the circumstances and the things that happen to us and the problems and the difficulties and the challenges and the pandemics. You look at the facts and you think, wow, God really loves me? He's really here? He's really in control? Looking at the facts seems to contradict that belief, doesn't it? Because when we use human logic to look at God, then sometimes the facts don't seem to add up. But you know what? The facts that we perceive are not always all the facts. Invariably, they're not all the facts because there's an invisible kingdom at play in play here. And we lose sight of God, who is invisible, who is working, and who has a knowledge far superior to any knowledge you and I can ever have. He understands things that we don't. So just because it might look or feel to you like he's not present, our faith sustains that belief that he is present, that he is with us. And the facts, we can't be swayed by the evidence. And when I say the facts, it's partial facts. It's not all of the facts. It's just the evidence sometimes. The world, it's a mess. It's a disaster. Everything's going wrong. There's danger out there. You know, you can sometimes get swayed and think either there is no God or he's absent or he doesn't care. But then our faith steps in and reminds us that, no, he is there. And you know, I can't be swayed by the evidence. That's not going to change things for me. But you got to get to a point where you're comfortable and confident enough in God's love and his power and his provision that you won't be affected by the circumstances. And if you're struggling with that, let me just tell you, you'll get there. Just keep taking it one day at a time. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Receive the sacraments as often as you can. And ask for the Holy Spirit to work in you, to help you, to really feel the presence of God, to really feel that love that he has for you. And the Holy Spirit will come through, but you're not always going to feel it. So, you know, look, this is something I didn't plan on talking about. We haven't even prayed yet, but I just felt I'm supposed to say that. So, you know me, you know the deal already. I go where the Spirit leads me. If I feel I'm supposed to say something, I'm going to say it. So I just wanted to reassure you today. And I'm praying for you too. We'll pray for you during the opening prayer. And I'll continue to keep you in my daily prayers so that you'll be able to really experience God's love and understand just how in control and caring he really is. So with that in mind, now that I blabbed on for the first 7 minutes of the show, let's pray. Let's officially begin the show in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again in prayer. It's always a great honor to be able to speak with you at the start of this program and throughout the day, thanking you for all of the good that you do in my life, in all of our lives. Father, we pray that we can be filled with a greater outpouring of your Spirit today and have a greater awareness of your involvement in our lives, a greater appreciation of how much you love us, a greater knowledge of your power, of the fact that you are always in control. Help us to trust you more, Father. Help us be willing to surrender completely to your will. Your will be done this day on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to really mean those words, so that when we hear a negative story on the news or on the internet or somebody tells us about the latest COVID statistics or the division in the world or unrest, riots, whatever, that we are not swayed by that information. That we hold to our belief that you're in charge and that you love us. Father, I pray that you use me today as your instrument. I'm all yours. Please use this show, use this forum that I have to present your message. We pray, Father, for the docility and the willingness to let your Spirit work in us and open our hearts and our minds so that we're receptive to what you have to say and ready to put it into action. We pray for all of our needs, Father. Needs of our family, our friends. We lift them up to you, trusting that you know best. Father God, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And we all say, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Man, I feel good today. That prayer just got me going. It's just great to be able to hang out with you and really talk about the Lord. And I know you believe. That's why you listen to this show. You don't know how important you are to me. You might know, but let me just tell you, you are really important to me. When I get to speak to you about the Lord, about Jesus, and how he walks with us, and how he draws us close to the Father, and how he sends his Spirit to live in us, when I get to talk with you about those facts, it brings me to life. It really does. So thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging out with me. By the way, in case you're new to the program, welcome. I'm so glad to have you. My name is Gary Zimak. We call this show Following the Truth. I get to spend 30 minutes with you every Monday through Friday, talking about Jesus, talking about the Father, talking about the Holy Spirit and his church. Also, I do a weekly program called The Gary Zimak Show, where I look at the Sunday Mass readings. And I'd invite you to listen to that podcast as well. All these shows are free of charge, and they come to you based on courtesy of your generosity. You support all of my work. You enable me to do what I do, to spread the gospel on a full-time basis. I've been doing it for, 8 years now? Hard to believe, but the Lord is providing for me and my family. We obviously had to make some changes in order to live this lifestyle where I can be the sole provider for my family, speaking and preaching the gospel. There's been quite a few changes, but you know what? The Lord has been so good to us. So I just want you to know how grateful I am for your financial support of my work. And if you'd like to donate to help me continue going forward, you can do that simply by going to followingthetruth.com. Click on donate. You will be directed to PayPal, where you can securely make a donation, either become a one-time donor or become a monthly sponsor. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. While you're there, make sure you sign up for my daily email devotional called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's a simple message, biblically based message each day with a short reflection, helping you to recognize God's presence in your life and how much he loves you. That's really what it comes down to in a nutshell. So make sure you sign up for that. If you're interested, free of charge. You can unsubscribe at any time. Just go to followingthetruth.com and you'll be able to do that. Okay, let's see. Ready to get started? Let's look at, again, at the beginning of the show, I said I wasn't really sure where we should go. Psalm 23, though, it's such a great message. We've all heard it. We find it comforting, even if we might not think about it too much. You know, just the whole general idea of the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside restful waters, green pastures, all good, right? It's all a pleasing, something that's nice to think about, especially when your life gets a little bit hectic. So with that in mind, let's take a look at it. This is the responsorial psalm from today's Mass. Now, I should say that the first reading, you know, you and I have talked about this before, during the weekdays, the gospel continues sequentially, as does the first reading. So the gospel and the first reading, they are not typically chosen during ordinary time. They're not typically chosen specifically to match up with one another. Now, yeah, there's going to be certain themes that come about, but really what is usually the bridge or the connection to the gospel and the first reading is the responsorial psalm, because that is chosen specifically and it's unique every day. And usually through that responsorial psalm, the church tries to give us a message, a general theme, if you will. On Sunday, this is a different story. And as I talk about on my weekly program, the first reading is chosen specifically to match up with the gospel, as is the responsorial psalm. But the weekdays are a little bit different. However, today, there's a message that emerges. It's a pretty clear one. In the first reading, we're told that the Lord himself will pasture the flock. In other words, he will be the shepherd. Why is that? Because the shepherds, the leaders that were supposed to be doing the pasturing, the shepherding, they weren't doing their job. So the Lord said, Let's see, what did he say? I myself will look after and tend my sheep. And of course, what happened? Now, remember, this is an Old Testament reading. The prophet Ezekiel was, it predates the coming of Jesus. Once Jesus was born and came to earth, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. You know, he's our shepherd. So now we have him as our shepherd. And I want you to keep that in mind as we look at this responsorial psalm. All of the Old Testament points forward to Jesus. That's all the prophecy contained in the Old Testament talks about the Messiah. Because, you know, to God, everything is in the present. There's no time when it comes to him because he created time. And that's one of those concepts that's hard for us to understand, but it's a fact. And if you can just accept it as being what it is, God is outside of space and time. He's bigger than space and time. He's not confined to space or time. Again, hard concept, but an important one to be able to grasp if we're really going to have this relationship with the Lord. We've got to be able to grasp this idea. He's so big that he's bigger than time. Again, you don't have to understand it completely, but you just have to know it. So Psalm 23, so the Lord is going to be our shepherd. He personally is going to get involved. And what that should tell you is that Jesus, functioning as the good shepherd, wants to be involved in your life. And if you're struggling, if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling desperate, if you're feeling like you're walking in the darkness, I want you to take a minute and just comfort yourself with that thought. You might not feel him, you might not see him, but Jesus is personally with you right now, and he cares about even the little details of your life. I mean, he's not going to really be concerned whether you have bologna or ham for lunch, but at least I don't think he is, but you know what I mean, he cares about the little details. So, one of the great things about having a relationship with Jesus is if you're watching a baseball game, or if you're really enjoying your ham sandwich for lunch, it might be neat to say to Jesus, Jesus, thank you for this. I really like this. Thanks for sending me this. Or thanks for giving me this music that I'm listening to. Or I'm watching this movie and it's really great. Hey, Lord, thanks. Isn't this good? You know, have that kind of personal relationship with Jesus so that you can talk about the small things. Because he is involved and he does care. Don't ever think that he doesn't care. Or don't think that, oh, I don't want to bother Jesus with this because he only cares about the big stuff or the, quote, religious, unquote, stuff. No, he cares about it all. He cares about you. He loves you. He wants to be part of your life. So with that in mind, let's talk about this now. The Lord is my shepherd, the 23rd Psalm. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, if you're like me, there are probably things that you feel you lack, things you need, maybe more money, maybe better prayer life, maybe a bigger house, maybe a significant other, maybe children, if you're trying to conceive, you're unable to have children, maybe greater trust, maybe less anxiety. You know, there's always that something that we don't seem to have. And for us to read this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, we almost have to look at it and work backwards and kind of turn it around and say, you know, as a declarative statement, remember, this is inspired by the Spirit. This is the inspired word of God. This is not just somebody's opinion. And just kind of turn this around. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And flip it around and say, I shall not want, or as the New International Version of the Bible, which is a really popular translation, translates this particular line, this verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And, it, you know, flip that around and say, I lack nothing, or there is nothing I shall want because the Lord is my shepherd. Because he is my shepherd, I don't need anything. He gives me what I need. If I don't have it, chances are I don't need it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't pray for what you think you need, because that's part of the process too. The Lord wants to provide for you. But sometimes he provides in his time. There's a little bit of a delay. So really, if the Lord shepherds us, if he's watching us, if he's caring for us, if he's giving us all the grace that we need, if he's providing for our material needs as well, there really is nothing else we need. We might want other things, but let's not be confused and let's try to be grateful. And I'm not good at this. All right, this is not my specialty. Let's try to be grateful for what he has given us. But again, it's not always easy. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. And doesn't that seem good? And again, there is no strings attached here. There is no catch. There is no small fine print. If we let him shepherd us, I guess that's the fine print if you want. I mean, he's not going to force his way into our lives, but if we let him, he'll lead us beside restful waters and will refresh my soul, even though I can't go currently and eat indoors at a restaurant. I have to wear a mask when I go out to church or to the supermarket. You know, I have restrictions, but and I have this threat of COVID hanging over my head. But if I turn to the Lord and let him shepherd me, he will lead me to a place of peace and of rest. He can do that. That's that supernatural peace that can come from him. And it's not based on circumstances. You know, I like when it's sunny out. When it rains, I'm a little down. That's just the way my personality is. I don't enjoy the rain. I'm trying to get better at it and appreciate that we do need rain, and God sends the rain to water the earth and ultimately gives me drinking water, it gives me food by allowing the crops to grow. We need rain, but there's just something about rainy days, especially if it's cold and rainy, that I'm not usually feeling it. You know, that's my thing. But a nice sunny day, boy, I'm feeling that. It's easy to get up and feel good when the weather is, depending on your likes, 70 degrees and sunny, 75 degrees, you know, nice and comfortable. It's easy to feel good when you get a check for $10,000 in the mail. It's easy to let circumstances dictate your happiness. And to a certain extent, that's normal. But the beautiful thing about a relationship with the Good Shepherd is he can give us peace and happiness even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of a negative medical diagnosis or a pandemic. He can give us that peace on a rainy day. But you just got to let him do it. And the only way that's going to happen is if you spend time with him and allow him to give you that peace. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. He helps me to not get distracted. He helps me not to go down the wrong road. He leads me, if I let him, to his Father. This is what Jesus wants to do. He leads me to the will of his Father. Even though I walk in the dark valley, and yeah, it's a dark valley out there right now, isn't it? And this psalm acknowledges that. There are going to be problems in this life. I fear no evil. Why? For you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. There's courage that you can obtain from Jesus and having that relationship with him. You know, you walk beside me, Lord. I'm not afraid. And when you do become afraid, then it's time. It's that knock on the door. Jesus knocking on the door saying, all right, you're afraid. Now's the time. Now's the time to turn to me so I can give you my peace. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I think to the first time that I was anointed with oil at my baptism, when I became a member of the church, when I received the Holy Spirit for the first time, when I was incorporated into the body of Christ. I had that union with Christ. My original sin was wiped away. And I was given supernatural life with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. That anointing with the oil at the time of my baptism. And we get anointed with oil at other times during other sacraments. Confirmation, sacrament of the sick, that anointing with oil. Only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. You know, both in this life. Heaven really starts in this life. I mean, a lot of times we just think heaven is after we die. No, our heavenly reward, our living in the kingdom of heaven, really begins in this life. You see it at Mass. You see it when we pray. Well, it's hard to find because you can't see. The kingdom is invisible right now. And you got to cut through a lot of junk to be able to access the kingdom. But it is there. And you can, through that relationship with Jesus Christ, encounter the kingdom. But again, it requires some work on our part. It requires work on our part to be able to do it. But it is absolutely, totally, 100% possible in this life. So, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, or there is nothing I shall want, or I lack nothing. I want you to think about that today. You have Jesus in your life available. You don't have to take him up on his offer. You don't have to invite him into your life. You don't have to surrender to him. But I'll tell you what, you're never going to find that peace you're looking for unless you do that. So why don't we do that today? I suggest you do it. Just say, Lord, I surrender. I surrender my life to you. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus. Come into my life. Rule over every area of my life. And it's a little hard to say that sometimes, but that's what he's waiting for. And by you doing that, it opens the door for him to work in your life and bring you the peace that you need, even if the external circumstances don't change. You know, he doesn't always get rid of the problems. But what he does is bring peace into the midst of those problems. He's your shepherd, he loves you, and he's going to take care of you. So turn to him today, and I know you will see a difference. All right? I want to thank you for spending some time with me on the program today. If you have any questions about any of this, or if there's anything I can do for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. Don't forget that I need your help financially to keep going forward with my ministry, so please consider visiting followingthetruth.com and donating if you can. If you can't, I totally get it. Times are tough out there, so I don't want you to put yourself in jeopardy, but if you're able to send along a donation, I would really appreciate it. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Click on donate and you will be all set. Hey, it was awesome. I hope the rest of your day is fantastic. And I look forward, God willing, to being back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. I'll save a chair for you. See you then.